Hello and welcome to another Connecting Consciousness. Seems that we get busier and busier. Each day that goes by, something new seems to happen and grab the attention of the news. Seems to be no end to it. So what I wanted to do first of all was to start about the situation with President Trump. There have been a great deal of commentators saying that he's lost the plot or he's gone over to the side of evil. And so I wanted to address that. I think it's become quite a big topic. Those of you who've listened to the radio shows over the last 3 months or so will know that I've been increasingly concerned about the lack of the indictments being actioned in the public. And I've talked regularly about, I understand in some cases why they want to do it privately, but that this doesn't send the right signal, to everyone who listens to this show and, the other people who haven't yet found us but listen to other good people. And, they need some idea that the good guys are winning, and that's not to be laughed at. That's really important. And so the reason I've always supported President Trump was, to my knowledge, I've never received a single piece of information that he has abused or hurt children, whereas I've received information that some of the other key players had, and I would never be able to support somebody who'd gone down that road. So whilst I would never say that President Trump was the wonderful best of the best, what I am saying is that he's not satanic. But the issue, of course, is does he have the strength of fortitude to do what we all want him to do? And the difficulty is, of course, he was elected on his own platform of making America great again, which is a fantastic slogan, and it worked for him. But if you bring down the House of Cards, which a financial reset might do, knocking the heads off the lead CEOs and their board of directors off a large range of well-known organizations might bring a collapse of confidence in the US economy. And if you knock down the House of Cards, how could he make America great again? Well, we could say in the medium or long term it would make America great, but of course politicians are politicians, and they survive on the short term. So I do not believe that he's been compromised. I certainly think he's very careful with the Jewish lobby. I certainly believe that, but I do not believe that he's been fundamentally compromised. I think that he is unwilling at this stage to do what I would do or you would do, which is hit the button and start the whole process in a transparent way. I think he's partially hit the button and that the process has started, but is happening off camera. Now, Guantanamo Bay, or as the Americans like to call it, Gitmo. We have got some very interesting situations due to occur on the 19th of March. They're not the top level who were responsible for 9/11, but the level underneath that. It is hoped that some of these characters are going to face a military style inquiry in Guantanamo Bay. Now we knew this was going to happen back in just before Christmas, when the regular unit that was guarding Guantanamo Bay was removed and it was replaced by a military police unit, and that told me that there was something certainly going to happen in the new year. It could have started a lot earlier, but it started about now. What it means is that some of the characters who we might associate with some of the Arabian states might well be asked to explain their actions. And as I said to a member of Connecting Consciousness at our last international or London meeting, for me what's just as important are subpoenaed witnesses. So it's not just the characters who are going to hopefully be pulled in to answer questions, but those that are pulled in also. either to speak for or against. Now that's really important, because that would show the depth and breadth of the investigation. And because it would be a military hearing, then it would only last days, not weeks or months. So the knowledge I have is this is a very real thing, but we need evidence that it's going to happen. It's no good just one or two websites that have got a very close link to the American military or to the Marine Corps are receiving information and putting that out. What is the point in telling people who already, and we know the truth, but we want to know what's happening? What needs to happen is this information needs to get out to people who still think that a group of terrorists acting on their own flew airplanes into the Twin Towers. You know, the evidence that hopefully will come out needs to be seen by these people. And if the established media will refuse to carry it, then it's got to be put on in another fashion. I also would be very unhappy, excuse me, if the military decide that they don't want to publicize any of these events. How can we heal? How can we go forward if we are just presented with these people were found guilty and this is what happened? Or we don't hear anything at all, and then in 6 months' time we hear that such and such died of a terrible disease, or such and such committed suicide. You know, where is the payback for truth here? So, you know, I am concerned that President Trump might opt for that option. And that's not the option that I want. And remember that there are Marine Corps generals and there are other generals that are very close to President Trump. And my understanding is that a number of these generals don't want the dirty linen washed in public, simply because they are fearful of a larger or wider financial collapse. So in short on this then, I don't believe that he's being manipulated or corrupted. I do believe that he's very unwilling to collapse the House of Cards. So that's where we are with that one. That's my take on it. I had a quick look at Benjamin Fulford's latest statement, and the only part that I can add to that is that I understand that the Knights Templars are becoming active in a role that might be seen as brokers, power brokers, between different factions in order to bring about some sort of change. It's not the true, they wouldn't like that, the regular Freemasonry groups. It is the Templars. Remember that the Templars connected to Solomon, the Temple, Zion, have a different sort of remit to the standalone lodges, the Scottish Rite or any of the others. So I have information that seems to be backing up what Benjamin Fulford is saying in regards to the Templars playing a more active role in terms of any form of financial redistribution. I think Benjamin uses the words like a jubilee, some sort of giveaway. It's been on the cards a long time, and very hard to recognize any very powerful individuals who'd be very willing to give away their money. So I think we're not there yet. There's lots of fine words, but I don't think we're there yet. But nevertheless, I think there's certainly moves afoot on that one. I just wanted to clarify, I did talk about it on Ted Marr's show, that somebody had sent me a rather disturbing audio video of a child allegedly being abused, which had been found on the dark web. And when I mentioned that, you know, I got a lot of replies saying, yeah, well, that's been on there for 2 years. Well, I didn't know that. I'd never even seen it or heard of it. And, you know, I got it and then I acted on it. And it went to a trusted source that then sent it to those people in the CIA who we can trust. And then the reply back was basically they'd already got it. They'd already seen it. And it was, in their words, it was genuine, and it was already in charges. It was already as evidence for charges against a certain American politician. Now, I don't want to be the go-to man on this, simply because, you know, I think I'd be forever sending material left, right and centre. And it looks like most of this, if it's on the dark web, the National Security Agency, I don't know if it was David Steele, but they received the codes to break into a number of these things about a year ago. And I understand that the National Security Agency have accessed this information, and they do hold a huge database on particularly American paedophiles in high positions. And this is a sort of something that they've got, and I really don't know whether it's going to be actioned. Presumably some of these are the indictments, I don't know. But I do know, and I'm not being disrespectful to anyone who's really handy technologically, but if you have found it on the dark web, I can assure you the National Security Agency have already found it. But nevertheless, I was very pleased to discharge my duty. Somebody sent me something in good faith. I sent it off, and it did come back as genuine, and it was what it was purported to be. Not for general consumption. Most people couldn't handle what that topic was about, but nevertheless, there it is. So I wanted just to make that clear. We've had a few interesting developments. We've had some interesting meetings. Had a chap, I'm obviously not going to give names away, but I had a chap visit the house who'd recently had a talk to President Putin, and he had some meetings in London, and he flew into London, and when those meetings were over, he very kindly came up and stayed 3 hours with me, and then the next day he was back, I believe, back to Russia to meet Putin again. So that was very interesting and useful. And we're hoping that another contact will have a meeting with President Trump. And we're hoping that, you know, this person will be in a position in the next week or so to come and have a chat with me and let me know how things are going there. And I don't think it's any coincidence that within the space of a week and a half, the two presidents of these countries are in meetings with people that I have a connection with, and some information is coming back. And we are, you know, remain busy in Connecting Consciousness. The organization that I founded is doing rather well in terms of its coordinators. Number of new coordinators in the southeast of England going to hopefully come forward, hopefully in the east of England, and hopefully in the northeast. You know, this is what I wanted to set up, and I looked at, you know, great people like David Icke and other people like Dr. Stephen Greer, and I looked at what they tried to do and how the system took them apart. And I swore truthfully to myself that I would learn from what happened to them, and I would not go down the same road. That's why I approached trying to build a connection with humanity rather than bricks and mortar and accountants on office blocks and TV stations. Ultimately, bricks and mortar have to come along. But what I wanted to do is try to establish an energy field in a different way to try to counteract the way the system fights it. So that's really what I wanted to do. I won't do any more updates at the moment. We know about the Pakistan-Indian situation. Just wanted to add that the superpowers, if we can still call them that, became heavily involved, and basically they decided they didn't want a war. My concern was that the two major countries would want to test out any weapons they have, and the information I'm getting back is both presidents were not interested in a proxy war, as we've had time and time again. They weren't interested in that. They didn't want a conflict that could bring East and West at each other's throats, and so the both parties were told to cool it, and that's why we've had a drop in the temperature. I am concerned about India. The information I'm receiving on the ground is that the Indian government is still feeling that it needs to have another go, but that's as much information as I have at the moment. So I want to thank you. I want to keep it short because I want to try and get into some of these questions. So thank you, Becky. Whenever you like, please.
Okay, thanks. The first question is from Tim, who says, I had life between live sessions about 12 years ago or so now. During the session, I noticed that the beings that were mantis appearance between 6 to 7 foot tall. They were standing in an arch formation in front of me with my guide over my left shoulder. I like to know if I made a deal with them or if I had a connection with these beings. I have a very creative side and I'm a multi-instrumentalist.
Well, thank you for that. I can't answer it because, first of all, I need a photograph of you to do that. Also, we'd need to ask quite a range of series of questions. It's really about you and your personal side. You've potentially made some form of arrangement or agreement. Whether you remember that or not is something that you could work on. I generally don't recommend hypnotherapy except in cases where, you know, I can see the benefit of it for the client. Then it might be helpful for you in that case to, you know, seek a hypnotherapist to take you back to that time. If you wanted to book a session with me, then I could get you to that point and we could have a look in and see what the likelihood of that is. It is unlikely that you would have that number of entities around you unless you were ongoing. You know, it's not normal to have that level of representation unless there was some form of agreement. So I do think that you're right, but without more information, I can't help you on that one. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And talking about booking appointments with you, we've had a lot of questions from people wanting to know how to book appointments. The information is on your website.
Right. I'm on the verge of opening the bookings again. I'm going to change the format a little bit. I've tried to see as many people as possible, and I had half an hour slots with people to try to cover it. But it's quite frankly, quite demanding seeing quite a few people. So I'm going to move to a slot where I offer 1 hour slots, but I also keep some half an hour slots. So the bookings will be open very soon, and I'll announce that on the website. But I'm moving towards 1 hour consultations and then some half hour consultations, because what I've been finding is that as the world is changing, the demands and the effects on people are becoming more and more complex, and half an hour just is not enough. It was 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, but it's not enough now to deal with the multiple issues that are hitting people. Not all of them bad, but because of the way the world is accelerating and in terms of human consciousness, 30 minutes just isn't enough. So the good news is I'm going to be opening the book soon, and there will be a mix or a range of options for people. Some might just want the half an hour, some might want the hour. So just sit tight, watch the website, and we'll make an announcement fairly soon. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Mike from Australia says, hello, Simon. Thank you so much for the honesty of all the information. Question. Please, can you elaborate on the situation in China? It seems to be worsening by the day. I would love to hear some real insider info to get a grip on this nasty energy here. Thank you, Mike.
Right. The difficulty is that China has now become an entity, and I mean it in terms of a government, an entity unto itself. It's become so powerful, but unlike the old Soviet Union, unlike Russia, it's not deliberately going down the military route. It has for a number of years gone down the economic route, which has meant it's only come into conflict with the West from an economic standpoint generally. Think about the situation with Taiwan, that's hot and cold, but generally China is in conflict with the West economically and not militarily. Now what that's meant is that the spotlight of the questions or the influence that the West would have had over China is greatly reduced, because they're more seeking economic deals than they are human rights abuses or anything like that. You already know about face recognition technology. It's the first country in the world to roll that out. Chinese government about 18 months ago decided that it was no longer going to be the dustbin for the world. Now, what I mean by that is that it was taking literally trash. It was taking other people's rubbish for its own usage and making do of that. And the Chinese, about 18 months ago, decided that they wanted to become a superpower, and why were they taking other people's rubbish? So we've seen, the ordinary public in the street won't have seen this, but there's been a subtle change in the way that the Western world has had to deal with China over the last 12 months, but particularly over the last 6 months. In terms of the reduction in human rights, yes. In terms of the snooping or spying, it's far more obvious. In the Western world, it's quite covert, it's quite subtle. But in China, their attitude is, what are you going to do about it? So, you know, you can go into a shopping mall in China and your face will, there'll be a photograph of your face, and it won't be a camera in a store, they'll just literally be out and about. Where is it leading? Where is it leading? I genuinely don't know where it's leading, simply because China will play a very important role in any financial alteration for the planet. The word that was bandied around about 2 years ago was very fashionable, was reset. That word doesn't appear anymore. But if the audit for the Federal Reserve shows what I think it will show, and if the different dragon societies begin to come to some sort of arrangement, then China will have to play a role. But remember that China will want to see the planet divided up between its sphere of influence and everyone else. So are things going to get better in terms of the control? No, they're not. They're going to get proportionately worse before they get better. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Stephen says, hey Simon, I experienced the presence of a higher dimensional being navigating our density or dimension by projecting their consciousness as a small, roughly 8 centimeter diameter, semi-invisible sphere. Please can you share your knowledge of this? Thank you.
Reasonably common, but what's not common is people seeing them. They appear on camera much more regularly than the human eye can register it. So to do with the way that the eye works, and also, just as importantly, the way that the brain decodes information that the eye, through the retina, actually passes through to it. So you can often see these orbs on a camera photograph that you can't, you know, with your eye. I'm just going to pick the cat up just a minute. Come on, darling, what is it you want? Come here. Oh, come and say hello. So basically, what happens is that for some reason that's not always fully understood, an entity of some sort will seek to spy, is not always the right word here, but it will want to know what's happening, and it should therefore have a connection to the person that it's seeing. I mean, there are more people than we would imagine who may see 20, 30 of these orbs, and there are some genuine photographs around about showing, you know, huge numbers of them coming into a room. That is what I believe it is. It's lots of separate entities, positive beings wanting to visit and not necessarily to be recognized, but to connect with the energy and maybe try and do something beneficial. Remember that they're spheres because the density of this world, the third dimension, is such that when someone projects their consciousness, it is forced into a circular object. It's a round object. If you're seeing them with your eyes, then well done. It's very special. Most people don't. So that's really all I can say to it. It's somebody who's dropping in to keep an eye on you. Thank you. And I should just say that the name of the cat that made her star appearance there was Tani. I don't think that she's been on before, so that's a bit of a bonus. All right, thanks, Becky. And the next one is?
The next question is from Frederick, who says, "Greetings, Simon from Florida. Are you familiar with any of your past lives or future lives to come? If so, are there any connecting threads? If this is too personal, say so. Thank you for your forthright input, Fred."
Hello, Fred. It is personal, so I will say so, but I'll do a little bit of an answer. If I look back at the past lives, the connecting thread was trying to mobilize people, motivate people, and try and direct people out of the lies of the earth and the control system. So the thread running through my incarnations here has been one of trying to do what many others are trying to do, which is, you know, lead people away from this satanic evil energy. In terms of the future lives, that's something that's hidden from me, because I think it depends how it works out here. If it works out as we all really want it to work out, maybe I won't come back. But maybe I will, and you know, that's not for me to know. But thank you, and I appreciate that. I do look at some of the comments that people have written. I can't see all of them, of course, but I do look at some. And there was one comment there which I thought I would sort of take as a question. I won't read it out because it was too long. But basically it was saying was, how do you sort of work out your charges for somebody who has got a demonic possession or needs deprogramming? And what are the rules for doing it for free? And why don't you do it so that you get paid by results? In other words, you do it, if it works, then the person pays you. Now, I actually did do this 8 years ago, and I think many of you will be quite shocked to hear, or maybe some of you won't be shocked to hear, that those people, not all of them, that I did it for, and then they reported that they'd had a very beneficial experience and whatever it was gone, then suddenly dropped out of the scene and never paid me. So how's that for being spiritual? So now I say you've got to pay me up front, because I've had too many instances where people have said, "That's great, thank you very much indeed, job done," and then off they go. Isn't that awful? But that's the reality of it. I'll do it for free for people who are on Social Security, people who have no money. I'll do it for free for minors, anybody under the age of 18. I'll do it for free for people who have a disability, and people who just very old don't have that. But if you have a very good job, then I do expect you to pay. So that's the answer I wanted to give on that one. Right, okay, Becky.
Okay, thank you. Dale says, "Hi, Simon. I was born a mystic. Recently, a client of mine asked me to clear her home of negative energy. Her daughter is waking up with scratches on her arms. I have cleared many homes but never encountered someone with scratches. Is there something I should do to protect myself while I go through my smudging and clearing of the home?"
Absolutely.
"Am I dealing with a demon, a djinn, a Draco?" She did send a picture of the scratches, which okay. I could forward. Thank you.
Right. Have you seen the picture, Becky?
No.
Right. Okay. I haven't seen the picture, so I can't answer that question, because the nature of the photograph of the scratches would enable me to answer that question. What I can say to you straight away is that to everybody who is undertaking good work, you must have a proper protection. You must have practiced and implement a proper defensive mechanism before operating any type of work with individuals who could carry entities or are targeted against you. Too many people I've met who I've had to help have been very naive is not the right word. They've been too loving, too kind. They've met people, they've tried to help, they've gone into buildings and they've tried to do an exorcism, and they've come away and they've actually been heavily infected with this or attacked. because they didn't even think about it. They just wanted to go and help. And, you know, you're no use if you've been attacked and, you know, put out of action yourself. So you must find the system that works for you. You must protect yourself, and then you can go in and do the good jobs. There's only a very few people, we call them hitchhikers, who I don't mean the people are hitchhikers, the entities are hitchhikers. There's only a few people that can take these hitchhikers on board and then get rid of them or send them on to where they need to go. So it's absolutely practical that you do that. And I really strongly urge people, if you are doing that work and you're not protecting yourself, please stop doing your work. Get some protection, get that sorted, and then go back and do your work. In terms of the scratches, what I think we'll do is we'll find that photograph, we'll have a look.
He didn't send it in. He asked if we wanted him to send it in.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, please. I beg your pardon. I thought he'd sent it and we didn't have the picture.
No.
Right. So, yeah, he does need to send the picture in. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. David says, "Hi Simon, 4 years ago I had depression. I was off work for 8 months, in which I closed myself off from the world. I was prescribed drugs, which I took for a while and which clearly didn't work. Within that time, I started to question life. Nothing made sense. I have a theory, which is my question. Is depression really an awakening? Maybe a flaw in the programming by where they need to prescribe drugs to put us back into slumber? I have since found I can't watch mainstream news at all, as it seems to be a lie. Thank you."
Oh, it most definitely is a lie. Not all of it. Maybe just 85% of it. Right. There are loads and loads of triggers that can put a person into a different sort of state than they would consider is normal for them. But we're really valuing or measuring our way of being against a set rule or figures that we're given by the system. So who is to say that someone who is depressed is actually in a negative position? If that depression is designed to, you know, remove or default them back to the original program and get them going again. Sometimes people report to me they have a great shock. It could be a car crash, it could be anything, sort of half death, they come back from that. But what it seems to do for many of them is to wipe away the control element and let them reconnect with source or with their higher self. And this default setting allows them to appraise and see the world for what it really is. So we've got to be very careful we don't slap this sort of mental health issue on somebody because they had a depression, they had this, they had that. It could well be the body's response or the mind's response to getting rid of all of the control stuff. The question is, can we bounce back from that and take it forward? And some people are in depression for years and years and years and have to live with it. Others can come forward. Everyone is different. And I can honestly say that each one will be a different response to a different thing that's happening. All I can say in your case is it's worked out really well because you're now looking at the world and you're saying, that doesn't look right. That's not truthful. That doesn't feel right. And what that means to me is you're connecting with your higher self. You're connecting with source. You are comparing the so-called information or evidence that the mainstream are giving you with something more divine or something that you've had locked away in yourself for a very long time and you now have access to. And you're saying, well, I think this is true. And I think what this major news channel is giving me is probably not accurate. So although you probably went through a very difficult time with that depression, if it means you now have this truth meter that allows you to, you know, really connect with the truth, then it's actually worth it. So great, well done. Thank you.
Thank you. Hilary says, "Hi Simon, I listen to you all the time and think you're great. What I wanted to ask you is, will these man-made frequencies for phones be gone one day? I have a daughter who has ES, and since 2009 has been unable to work and is basically a recluse.
Right.
She has covered her living room space in aluminium foil, otherwise she would have gone a long time ago.
Right.
And she sleeps in a Faraday cage.
Right.
I just want all this to end. When 3G was here, she was unable to shop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since 4G, that's stopped. Oh, sorry. When 3G was here, she was able to shop.
But now 4G,
now
she 4G's can't.
Now 4G's here, yeah. She can't.
It makes sense.
If 5G comes out, maybe I will lose her. We in the UK have the highest emission. Will it stop? Kind regards, Hilary.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Hilary. You know, apart from artificial intelligence, 5G is the greatest threat, as far as I'm concerned. And Connecting Consciousness throughout many countries have identified the rollout of 5G as something that they wish to take some action against. And a number of country coordinators are working with their groups. I think one group is looking at legal action in their own country. There are a number of very good speakers and some very, very technically knowledgeable individuals out there who are speaking out against it. And Kerry Cassidy is organising a show at High Elms later this summer. And I think there's going to be a speaker there who you know, has had some success in trying to bring 5G to people's awareness. The question you're asking is, can it be stopped? Will it be stopped? But it's got to be stopped, because if it isn't stopped, I don't see how humanity can break free. Now, whether that means the cell towers, the mobile phone masts come down, or whether it means that humanity evolves to a level that can defeat that, or whether it means that the people who control the highest in the land within a democratic process are presented with irrefutable evidence that means that this element has got to be prevented, I don't know. But what I do know is that humanity is on a course to challenge the satanic energy, and one side's got to come out the other. And you know, we want it to be humanity. So 5G is an issue. Remember that there are some people where the system is trying to take them to court because they are speaking out against 5G. They are, you know, really campaigning against 5G, and the system is trying to stop them. And you know, so much for free democratic ability to speak your mind. So we know that it's not free. What does Agent Smith in the Matrix say when he says to Neo, "You set me free," and Neo says, "You know, don't mention it," and Agent Smith says, "But we know we're not free." And that's the fact, that we are told that this is a free democratic country, as supposedly are a number of others. But when you really look into it and you push the boundaries, it's not a free democratic country. It's a country that's free and democratic, providing you don't question and providing you do what you're told. And that's the problem, because more and more people are questioning, and they are then coming up against this unseen rule which says, oh, you're a troublemaker, you're questioning, we're going to use the system to prevent you. And that's interesting. We're going to see more and more of that in the coming months. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Big Lou says, thank you, Mr. Parks, for having a platform to make people think about the true essence of awareness in the broadest sense of the word.
Mm.
My question, is it dangerous to undergo an initiation, in brackets, by channeling, to merge the multidimensional selves? This channeling will be done by an experienced person. Thank you, and greetings from the Netherlands.
I think before anybody gives their sovereignty over, you've got to be absolutely sure as you can be that this isn't going to mean that you as the person ceases to exist in terms of your personality and your consciousness. And you also have to ask, what is the advantage of this? If you are going to host an entity in your body or in your mind, What is the point of this? How will it help humanity? Notice I don't say how will it help you. It's about service to others. So if a person's going to channel and then they're going to use that positive, truthful information to alert others and help others, then it's worth doing. But if you're going to be taken over by something that seeks just to control humanity and control the individual, certainly not worth doing. So it's literally about you asking yourself, what's in it for humanity? Why would an entity want to do this with me? What's in it for the entity? And can I please meet people who have already undergone this process and, you know, talk to them? That's the best way to come at it. It's not that I'm against it, but we were created by God or Source, whatever label you want to use. We were created, and we were created as a sovereign living being. Now, if a person is going to connect with something else, that's fine, providing you do your checks and balances to understand why. What is going to be the end game here? What is the result of this? And if it's, and it could well be for good purposes, if it's good purposes, then do it. Absolutely do it. But if you're in any doubt that there is a hidden agenda, don't do it. It's your decision, it's your call based on how you feel with your higher self. Thank you. What I'd like to do now is the usual intermission, and I want to thank people who've so kindly donated to literally keep the show on the road. Thank you very much. And my list here, it's a bit longer than normal because we missed a few days, if you remember. We were out of kilter a little bit. We're trying to get back into the pattern. I want to thank Mary, David, Margaret, Little Warehouse, Rhoda, Joanne, Lars, Natalie, Nick. Nick, thank you very much for the donation. And you asked, you were offering to help. How could you help? And I will get back to you on that one. Just haven't had time. So yes, thanks, Nick, and I'll get back to you. Oliver, Jeff, Adelia, Gundmunda, Stefano, Udu, Candice, Rudolph, Gunda, John, Becky, Robert, Eric, Patap, John, Martin, Adam, Gemini, Michael, Alfredo, Klaus, Robin, Charlie, Margaret, Bjorn. I've got a cat called Bjorn. I don't think we've introduced him yet, so maybe if I remember next podcast, if I can find Bjorn, I'll bring him up and you can have a look. Joanne, Eva, Rick, Drumset, Catherine, Charlotte, Janice, Abby, nearly there, Laura, Janice, another Abby. So that would be, there were two Abbeys. Well, that's interesting. So I want to thank everyone, and those who I haven't mentioned, thank you so much for donating. It's really important and I'm really grateful. Thank you. So we'll do a few more questions, if we may, Becky, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
The name of this person has been withheld.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a very delicate question.
Right, okay.
My father belongs to a cult called Shibari and wants to have sex with me like he has with his other daughter. How do I put sense in his head?
It depends, first of all, on the culture that you're in terms of the country, because in some countries it would be very difficult for you to take any action. My immediate response would be to go to the authorities. That's the first thing I would do, and report that. The trouble is, are you going to be reporting it to people who know your father, depending on the position he holds or the connections within that system? Is it going to be taken action, or will nothing come of it? I'm quite happy for you to have a Skype with me on a personal, private, one-to-one, and I can maybe do things to assist you and help you. Clearly, this is not acceptable and mustn't happen. And you're saying, how can you put sense in his head? Well, I don't think you probably could, because he seems to think this is the way it is, and the other sisters presumably tried and failed. I think it's a matter of urgency if you can email through to Becky, and I will see you. If you can email tomorrow, I'll see you within a couple of days. So I'm prepared to talk to you and try and give you some assistance and help. There isn't much more I can say, really, is it? It is awful that this energy exists. So thank you for being brave. I obviously offer you total anonymity. You know, won't be discussing it. But if I can do anything to help, then I will do so. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Christina says, I have many experiences with black helicopters, alien contacts, army bases keeping me in containers, sedated, other worlds, angels, inner earth, military coming to my house through portals with guns, and I need answers.
I can't do that here. You'll have to book a session. You'll have to email Rebecca, because you've just reeled out a whole shed load of dynamic issues. When a person has alien experiences, it's not uncommon for the military to follow up. It rather depends. If it's a one-off alien connection, the military aren't that interested. If it's an ongoing thing with that individual, then the military are interested, from the very mundane points such as what did they want to talk to you about, right through to looking at how your genetics have been altered, and what information you can give about their technology. Black helicopters, very much a human thing, except there are some off-planet entities that can morph and give the impression of a black helicopter or another type of flying craft, but it isn't. It is an alien spacecraft, but appears in our minds as a black helicopter. So because of the range of issues you've just put forward, the only way I can be of more service to you is if you would very kindly email Rebecca. From the audience's point of view, I'm sorry that you might have wanted a long detailed reply to that. These things are very personal to individuals. Everything from targeted individuals right through to cabalistic control, etc., etc. But what I can say to you is these things are real. They have been for the last 20 years. There is the technology that the humans have to lift the energy signature out of a physical bodied person, take it on board a helicopter, and then return it. So there's obviously a lot going on around you. And again, as I said to the other person, if I can do anything to stop this, then I will do so. So please, you know, please email. And the same thing goes, obviously, I don't discuss clients like that at all. It would be a very private thing. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Ingrid says, do you know how we can get the recent Russian YouTube video that you were in CC'd into English?
I do get confused between Russia Today and another parent organization. There's Russia Today and another group, but they're part of the same banner, but they have different labels. And it was over a year ago now that they came to do an interview with me, and they were both Russian speaking. They were real Russians, and they weren't pretend Russians. They were real Russians, and they made it through in the most awful snow conditions, but of course it wasn't awful snow for them, it was perfectly normal. And they came to the home, and they did quite a big interview, but it was for the internal market. Now, I don't know how much people know, but I have done a Skype with President Putin. I have actually had a Skype with him. It was done through an embassy so that the Skype was scrambled. Now, whether the NSA could break that, they probably could, but nevertheless, it went through that way. I did Skype President Putin. He doesn't like to speak English. He had an interpreter there. He understands English. I could speak in English, but he would speak in Russian, and then the person would interpret. And so it's not surprising that Russian media is interested in me. And this was for the internal market. It was quite an incredible number. It was something like I was only a small part of it. I don't want you to think that I had this huge TV show. That's not me at all. It was a big article they were doing on esoteric stuff. And I think I probably got about a minute. There's about a minute of me, something like that. But nevertheless, it was seen by 21 million Russian people. So I was in the homes for about 30 seconds of 21 million Russian people. And it took months to translate my English into Russian. And yet we did about 3 hours interviewing, and they only used about 30 seconds or a minute. However, other parts of the interview they have used and have gone out elsewhere internally in Russia. It's not going to be translated into English. I've got another Russian TV show that wants to come and do an interview with me. This time what we're sort of talking about is speaking in English, of course, because that's all I can do, and then having Russian subtitles. Or he's talking about I speak in English, and that goes out, and then you can have another side that you can click on, and it will be dubbed into Russian. So that's again, so I do a lot of stuff with Russia. You know, it's not surprising really, because you know, I've told a lot about the early days where Obama was attempting to do things which President Trump wouldn't dream of doing to Russia, and are clearly the things I was saying were true, because the system in Russia was sort of looking at it, giving the nod. And then I was being engaged by Russian people who wanted to hear a bit more. So you can't get it, I'm afraid, as it stands, in English. It was purely for the internal Russian audience. But thank you, and thank you for being aware of it. I've never pushed it because it was in Russian. You know, it was just another interview. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it was just another interview for me. And when I do an interview, then I move on, I move to the next one. I genuinely don't ever look back at what I've done. I do what I do my work, I send it out there, and I go on to the next piece of work. And the energies are different for each one, and I don't like to be stuck in the past. I like to move forward all the time. Thank you for being aware of that.
Okay, thank you. The last question is by Sabine, excuse me, who says, I'm a targeted individual. How can I find out how to end the resonance of being targeted? Thank you.
Right, so you obviously understand this. Not many people do. You know, you can be lit up by a laser, a red dot, and that means you're going to be darted or shot at. And in the same way that an individual can have a resonance signature put around them, so that other people, want a better word, humans, but humans who have been mind controlled, but it's rather more than that, will pick up on that frequency and be drawn to it. And they go into an attack mode or a hunting mode, depending on the frequency. So for you to write that, you obviously have a very clear understanding. Now, I've never mentioned that in all the years I've done this, because there are certain things that I need to hold back. Because if I'm working with somebody, I need to know what their frequency is. I need to know what's been placed on them, how they've been altered, etc., etc., etc. And I don't like to give the game away, but you've come through with that, and I think it's fair the audience understand that. And also, there are satellites. I talked about the Black Knight satellite, and there are others that connect with these individuals to target them against that. If you're a targeted individual, the best thing you can do, please, is drop an email to Rebecca, and I will have a chat with you, because there's absolutely no way that I can do anything to help you. This is a public venue, and I think it's important that the audience, who perhaps have a strong concept of spirituality and a strong concept of aliens, but perhaps don't know very much about targeted individual and who's behind it and what's going on. And there are so many aspects to the worlds that we exist in, and it is almost impossible to try and get a handle on everything. But targeting of individuals is it's quite a money business, it's quite a control business, and it's one that I'm aware of. And again, if I can help you in any way, then I will. So please drop a line. Now, most targeted individuals, because of that nature, they don't have any money. They've been kept in a very difficult position. And if that's the case with you, I will do whatever I can for no charge, because it's totally unacceptable that people are being treated in this way. So thank you. So it looks like that's the end of the show. I want to thank everyone for, you know, staying true to yourselves and keeping the faith, but not of a religious nature, and listening to me and listening to other people. And remember that, you know, it is the bad guy's intention to rock the boat. It is the bad guy's intention to knock you off course, sow seeds of doubt, to get you on a false trail. It is your job to connect with your higher self. It is your job to connect with Source, and it is your job to look at each piece of information or action that comes your way and to decide what is the right way to go. Okay, so listen, keep strong. It's a very exciting time, and if you are out there and you have not yet joined Connecting Consciousness, please go onto the website, please sign up. I want to build a very strong, resilient group throughout the world if possible. Some countries we don't have any base in, but I want to build that strong resilience of humanity where people can support each other and help each other. So thank you very much indeed. Thanks for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.